Shalom and welcome with Bindranovsky. In this video, I want to give another word that I received on month 12, day 13, year 2022 of the Gregorian counting at 4:50 early morning. Again, so early. Keep in mind, the word speaks about a battle in the spiritual realm that is invisible for the human eyes, and it turns into a possibility that it will be physical. So it might be a little bit hard in some places. So keep on watching. With prayer and guidance of the Holy Spirit, you may get the pearls out of the relative gloomy prophecy. There are good things as well in there. And also to understand the metaphorical language. So I'm jump right into it now and I'm reading. The battle is raging. You are not able to imagine the intensity. The battle is for each and every soul. And it goes on since before you were born. It is a permanent fight. Non-stop it continues for you until your body dies. And it increases on a worldwide scale. Soon enough, this battle that has been hidden will become visible for the natural eyes. The time comes when you shall see demon-possessed people on a level never known before. The man in the country of the Gerasenes was only one dim example of what will come. What you think will be when millions of them will be roaming the streets. But they will not be hiding in the tombs anymore, but enter cities. Human blood is the petrol for the devil. Human blood from sacrifices to build a kingdom of darkness. Remember, life is in the blood. Humans, animals, everything that has breath. Blood sacrifices will increase. The time will come when I will take my bride. But a time also will come soon when you see blood sacrifices in the streets. Openly, it will become visible of what has been going on since centuries in the secret. At the beginning, it will be by night, but quickly, as this will become known to many people, it will be a standard even in daylight. No more conspiracy when you will see it. And one day the guillotines will be at every corner. Everything concealed and hidden will be revealed and visible in the light. And it will be bright. In the spiritual sense. You think this can't be. Have you heard about Sodom and Gomorrah? Have you been there before fire and brimstone rained down from heaven? Human sacrifices was their daily bread. Foreigners who traveled that region have been slaughtered in the open and eaten alive. The coming standard, the defined normal, the new normal will be the same, like these actions that have been before, as nothing new is under the sun. What was will be again, and the coming target will point to the ones who find the way, the truth, and the life in me. On the marketplaces, their blood will flow. Everything is already prepared. A few more buttons to press, a few new regulations, and you will see it again by the sons of Nero. Yet the things you have heard from ancient times have been moderate to what will come. The brutality and bestiality will be worse than anything known. Men will kill men and eat them like bread. Who can stop it? I could. I could speak one word and it will stop immediately. Yes, just a single word, and evil with all their demonic forces were run into their burning caves. But it would not cause one person to seek me by turning from the walk on the broad road that leads to destruction. Yet, when those who will be persecuted for my name's sake will rejoice amidst their physical torment, and it will be a testimony and bring many to me. When Stephen got stoned publicly, where so many who saw him shining like a star in the sky turned to me. Did he feel pain? No, not at all. In worship, he was already in my presence, while his body got treated like a quarry. The last final harvest it will be. And again I say, I could stop it with one single word, and you can continue to spend millions of prayers and tons of effort to even not save one soul. But I have spoken and revealed everything through my chosen prophets, what will come. And my words are true. It's time now that these things must come to pass. The real storm is about to hit the earth. A storm with tsunamis that will wash away the last doubt, together with those houses that are built on sand. It will shake like never before and wake up the last who is asleep, even those in their church sleep. A worldwide Sodom and Gomorrah is on the horizon. Sooner than you wish, it will hit the shore of ignorance. You heard about the end of Sodom and Gomorrah. Don't be surprised when the fire will hit after I have taken my righteous sons and daughters out of that place. Not a fire for a few seconds, minutes, or hours, but a fire that will burn for years, 7 years, possibly, with increasing heat and deceptions. A nuke, and another nuke, and another system of fire. All right, that was the prophecy. When I added the 7 years, I was not sure. It was not clearly told to me, the 7 years. It could be like, but it sounded to me, that's the 7 years. And it sounded all very horrific of the things that will come. But the time of the big tribulation, scripture describes it in Matthew 24 with these words. For then there will be great trouble, such as has not happened since the beginning of the world until now, nor ever will. There were the days of Noah, very, very bad, corruption all over the place, but also Sodom and Gomorrah, and the end of it, you should surely been horrible enough. So to imagine the last days that will be worse than these two, it's not easy to comprehend. However, when we look how this world developed, only the last few couple of whatever years, it is not too difficult to see that it will just a permanent nightmare. But it will be not a nightmare, it will be reality. I can't say when these things will take place, but for those who survive until the final years or month of the big tribulation, will very likely see, they will see these things. It's just, I mean, even the eyes cannot grasp it. I don't know how to survive in that time. It's hard enough to watch what's going on at the moment. However, brace yourself. Disasters would come sooner than we may like. For each passing day, in a somehow peaceful season, be thankful. Be really thankful. If you can continue every day without big persecution, because scripture is clear of what will come, well, when and how we will fly home is a different story. But to look in the world is already bad enough for possibly the majority of the people. You may live in a pink pillow country where life is just happy, clappy, whatever, but life in most countries are already, since a long time, pretty tough. Just look at Somalia, North Korea. I mean, I don't know how they can even survive. Even some nations, you know, to have some great freedom and peace, but not anymore. I know how fast it can change. And for that, I don't need to look further than outside the door, outside the window into this country. In no time, absolute no time, actually. So it's a very peaceful, calm, nice, pleasant, relaxed country into a police state. And it gets worse. Now we are smart. A smart city. So make sure you stand on the rock of our salvation, Yeshua Mashiach, and remain under the shelter of the wings of the Most High, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. Yeshua said, "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world." And we, in Him, can overcome it too. Hallelujah. But enough for now, and wish you loads of blessings, and Adonai be with you. Shalom, shalom.